Friday, April 1st, 2011. Yes, happy, happy Friday, everybody. Today, I got a confession to make. I've decided to join the other side. Yes, fuck the New World Order, I guess. They decided to give me a proper severance package. So, I am quitting speaking out against the New World Order, and instead, I will be speaking out against the Jews. Because what's a better waste of time than just random, being a random ass fucking racist? Just racist for no reason. And I'm just gonna be going around.
I know these statements you made on Christie's show and you're making right now are pokes at me, but these are clearly not my positions.
What are the pokes on you? Who's poking you, Mike? But
I made it very clear that I think the elite are a select few Jews and not all.
Did I mention your name?
Yes, but every time you didn't mention me, but every time you bring this up, it's a poke at me. I get it.
How do I know? How do you know that? Are you psychic? Have you become more New Agey now?
Yes, I've become more Woo Agey. I've got a confession to make. I've joined the counter resistance. I've joined the New World Order. I figured, fuck all these people whining about the fluoride. Just get your damn vaccine and shut up.
Exactly. I'm all for getting, in fact, stab your babies with shit that's going to kill them.
That's right.
Yes.
You guys have no choice. We're winning, and what are you going to do to stop us?
I mean, look, what woke me up to the fact that the New World Order is king is because when I went to the protest to end the Fed on Monday, no one showed up. Only 3 people showed up. Yeah, this ain't, and I figured, you know what, we ain't going to win.
So we're joining the winning team, you know, that's what we got to do.
Yeah. Yeah, so what do you think of Russ Dove Jr. that called into Christie's show today?
I think he's totally gay, you know? Good
idea. Why do you think he's gay? Why, because he's, Why, because he's condemning people for not serving Jesus?
He's condemning people for what?
For not serving Jesus? Anyways, before you answer that, big shout-outs to, Maggot, Christy, I'm Innocent, G.R. Perry, Anon, and yeah, so.
I can't get this freaking chat client to work. I can never get it to work. I refresh the page again and again, and it doesn't connect with anyone.
I follow the cookie trails here. And, you know what? Now I'm starving. He mentioned cookie trails. I'm starving now. I want some damn cookies.
Who mentioned cookie trails?
Innocent, I tell you. He said.
Okay.
I want cookie crumbs. I'm starving. Ugh. I don't like what this guy is saying. Yes, the New World Order's gonna win. I'm just saying. Look, it's April Fool's Day.
That was my whole thing. I was about to shout that, but...
Yeah. Live from New York, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Go jogging, Louis. Well, I can't really jog. I'll probably go scootering. I got a bad knee. I messed up my knee doing martial arts.
You can do water aerobics.
Yeah, I gotta sign up for the pool.
I mean, that's not a stab. I'm not saying that you're a sissy. I mean, some people cannot do regular exercises because of stuff that's gone on with them.
Yeah, no, I used to go swimming. I used to swim. I need to, like, just redo my gym membership, you know. Because New York City has, like, public gyms, and you pay $75 for the year, and you get unlimited access to the gym. You go in, you use the aerobics, the anaerobic machine, and the pool.
Speaking of the pool, I ran across something. And I swear I haven't gotten this, and I'm not getting any commission, so I'm not going to mention a specific brand.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of purifying your pool with this garbage chlorine, they sell ozone generators.
Really? Does that work?
Ozone. Yes, ozone purifies things, and you don't want to breathe the stuff directly in, I hear. But
yeah, no.
If you put it in your water and stuff like that, it really helps you out. I mean, you can put it in your drinking water.
Well, yeah, but does it like help you know keep all the schnutz out of your pool?
I'm not sure, but I saw the suggestion, and I'm asking everybody to look more into that. I'm going to be doing that.
Yeah,
because
I hate the fuck out of chlorine. Tell you the truth, it fucking even when I get out the pool, I have to like take a shower, just to rinse myself off of it, or else it's going to be really itchy.
And there's people who do this to keep yourself from getting sunburns. I heard that you can dissolve, I don't know how they do it, you can dissolve silver into your pool.
Oh, really?
Silver's really good for you. I mean, that stuff works fighting against prokaryotic and eukaryotic organisms in your body, viruses and bacteria. And it helps with sunburns. I heard somebody cured their daughter overnight of their pink eye by splashing colloidal silver. Silver dissolved the water in her eyes. So, silver's some miraculous stuff. Sunburns, all sorts of acne.
Yeah, 75 bucks a year for a gym membership is a very good price. I mean, compared to the other gyms that we have here that they charge you like the $3,000. And New York Sports Club is just ridiculous. They charge you like $1,200 a year.
You said 75 bucks a year?
75 bucks a year because, well, this is a city owned. This is the New York City Parks Department. So, I mean, it's subsidized, but, you know, you pay 75.
That's
kind
of creepy, but that's only six something a month.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's subsidized by tax dollars already, so, I mean, technically you're paying for it twice, but, you know, fuck it. You know, 75 bucks, you get to use the pool, you get to use the gym. Needless to say, it gets kind of crowded, but there are more than one gym, New York's gym that's run by the city, you know, around the city, and you get a membership card with your picture on it, so, you know, with your ID, your federalized ID.
Does it scan so that you can get in, like if you want to go at midnight and it unlocks the doors?
No, but you do got to scan.
That's crappy. I used to have a membership when I lived in Illinois, mm-hmm. To a particular gym, and they had yoga and everything if you want to do that stuff, but you can get into the main part of the gym with the exercise equipment any time of the day or night by scanning it, and it would unlock the
door. Yeah, in fact,
let me,
if anybody's in New York, or if you guys are going to move to New York, New York Parks Department. Fucking, I don't even know why the fuck am I doing this. New York City Park, yeah. Just go to NewYorkCityGovParks.org, and, you know, they'll tell you. It'll tell you, because they'll also hold classes, like, in certain locations, they'll have, aerobics classes, and again, you probably will have to go, like, really far to get to these places sometimes, but, yeah, so.
But I shared you that link about how they're using the Patriot Act to spy on little kids.
Oh, yeah,
did you see
well.
That?
Yeah, no, of course. I mean, I got a story here where Texas cops are ticketing thousands of school children, you know, $200 to $500 each crime of misbehaving so the government can raise revenue in Texas. So that means that, that crap that I was hearing that, oh, well, Texas economy is booming. People are moving to Texas.
I'm just surprised that Texans let this go this far. I mean, Texans have historically been proud people, and I don't get it.
Yeah. Victory would be mine. So. Yeah, Texas Tribune reports with the rise of, fucking AdSense. Not AdSense, but fucking... Yeah, got that out of the way. With the rise of get-tough juvenile crime policies across Texas, the municipal courthouse has become the new principal's office for thousands of students who get in fights, curse their teachers, or are generally disorderly on school campuses. Which means these schools are calling the cops on kids getting rambunctious. You know, You know, when I used to do, well, you know, I cursed my teacher once because she kept calling me stupid. Because, you know, I was too, well, not that I was stupid, I was creative. And I would just I was the class clown, so she would call me stupid. And I got tired of her calling me stupid because then she would encourage the other students to call me stupid. And I was like, bitch, you're the one who's a teacher, you're stupid.
Most I ever got in school, even high school, for misbehaving was a detention. And I mean, well, that really sucked because I was on a wrestling team, and if the coach found out we did detention, we got detention and we were late for practice because of it, we had to run stairs after practice. And I mean, you don't understand how tired we already were. Doing wrestling the entire time, we do sprints, push-ups, jumping jacks. At the end of practice, if he felt like it, we did something called overtime, and we would do something called balls to the wall, where we'd take turns running back and forth to both sides of the gym and tap someone's hand for them to go next, and we'd do that quite a few times. It was exhausting, and I was probably the most fit I ever was in my life physically.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, well, no, I mean, look, but now they're calling the cops on kids. Look, seriously... You're going to get fights in school. That's natural. Because you know what? You got all these hormones going on. You don't know what to do with them. You're growing up. You're going through puberty. You get pissed off at the drop of a hat. And sometimes you feel like, you know what? The only way to settle this is to knock somebody's head out. And usually from what I've seen from my own personal experience, you know, you get into a fight. You fight each other. Get that shit out of your system. You're best friends.
But that's what happens. People don't realize that's what happens. People get frustrated when you lock them up inside all day.
Yeah.
You don't have classes outside or anything. You're just locked up inside all day. At best, you might be able to go eat your lunch outside if you're in the high school. We got to eat outside when they decided to let us. But
yes,
you're crammed up there all day. People don't realize how much fresh air a little walking around can relieve your anger.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, look, for some reason, locking a kid up for 7 hours a day, sitting in a room and expecting him not to get fidgety, especially when it starts getting warm outside and starts getting nice outside, you get the fresh scent of pussy in the air, you know. You know what I mean. It gets nice and fresh out. It's fresh outside, so it smells like, you know, delicious vagina. You know nothing about that, do you?
Know nothing about what?
Yes. And yes, we got Benny Carnero with the yawn. Very good. Thank you, Benny. So, what's next?
I
got
nothing at the moment.
Well,
I know enough.
You know enough for what? Have you ever shaved one? Delicious vagina.
I don't go around doing that stuff randomly and promiscuously.
It's not, look, seriously, it's not random. You know, you gotta do a lot of planning. You gotta acquire your target, you gotta convince the target to go back to your house. It ain't random. So get that shit out of your head. Let's just be realistic, you know.
We gotta get you
old fashioned until some bitch fucking lights your bell.
Dude, I dated
fucking fat bitches in no time.
Huh?
You be fucking fat bitches in no time.
Yeah.
You want my step by step guide?
Special.
Look, do you want my step by step guide on how to fuck a fat bitch?
I don't know that I want to know.
Yeah, hold on. Let me go to comedytrio.com for all your... Oh, snap. We're the first result on comedytrio.com. Nice. So, yeah, you go to comedytrio.com. I have... I post funny articles there. In fact, post a picture of homo milk for 69 cents. So, enjoy... Yes, anyways, let me read this real quick, and this is for comedic reasons, of course. It's April Fool's Day for the next 2 hours, so fuck it. The economy is in a very bad shape, and there's no indication that it will get better in the near future. People are always looking to save money, so I'm often asked constantly, Louis B., how do I satisfy a fat woman? After so many inquiries, I finally broke down and wrote this guide for those chubby chasers. The guide consists of a checklist for before you begin and techniques to get her off. In order to satisfy a fat girl, it's very hard, even for men with big equipment. However, it is not impossible if you prepare. Just follow these steps. You first need to get a condom and morning after pills. I highly recommend Trojan Turd Pleasure with spermicidal lubricants. Safety is always step one. Step two, check for cleanliness. No matter what condom you get, you have to inspect the area and see if it looks healthy. Remember, when in doubt, bail out. Look at her snatch. If it has some strange stuff like pimples or sores, slimy stuff coming out, or just smells, run away. It's not worth getting sick. Mikey, are you following?
Sadly, yeah. Go on.
Yes. Yeah. I'm just trying to help you out. Yes. In addition, she would be completely shaved too. She should be completely shaved. Do not accept any excuses. Nowadays, there is no excuse for having an unkempt pussy. She should be freshly showered and smelling good. Stench will kill your dick fast. Okay, now that you got that checked, now that you have that checked, that she is clean, start kissing her and to get her turned on, and rub her breast and pinch a nipple. Let your hands explore her body really. This will get dumpy for you to get wet for you. Then take a nipple in your mouth and suck it. She will squirm a little. This is good. Kiss around her rolls, lift one up, and lick it. And all while you're making your way down. Now that you are in front of her cunt, take your middle finger and shove it in gently. And start massaging her inside. Take your other hand and with your thumb and forefinger rub her clit. Now she is starting to rock her hips. When she starts to rock her lips, you are doing it right. Now the decisive moment has arrived. This is what proves if you love fat women or not. This is where I find out I did not. Take both your hands and spread those lips apart. Start licking up and down her slit, and the deeper then, just go for it and start eating that whale of a slut for all your worth. And make her see colors. You'll keep doing this until she comes. Once she has, no, she is not done. Yet you need to get her off at least two more times before you are considered a god. Any questions yet?
Oh.
No?
Wow, that's going pretty far even for you, man.
Yeah. I wrote this guide 2 years ago, so it still holds true. You first have to get on top and start fucking her. Each girl is different. In my case, it took me 30 minutes of constant fast pumping just to get my ex to get her nut. In fact, the missionary position is a favorite to the fat lazy bitches I come across. Doggy only works if she's lying on her stomach, and same thing applies, it depends on the girl, how fast for how long. In addition, gravity is your friend. Let her ride you cowgirl so you can play with her clit while you pump that, so it should get her off rather quickly. If you follow these steps, you'll have no problem making a fat bitch come, and in fact, fucking a fat bitch is great exercise. It builds stamina and is great practice for when you go out with that hot and shape chick you really want.
That's horrible. Horrible.
Horrible.
It's a Friday night.
Yeah. look, sometimes, you know, you just need to get that nut. You need to get it. You know, you got to do what you got to do, son.
It's all the same in the dark, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, ugly goes away, but not fat. So there
That's
is
true.
No...
You're going to get crushed if you're going to get crushed. So.
Yeah.
There's no changing that.
Yeah. So, look, I hope that has helped a lot of the listeners today. In fact, it's better than a shake weight, I tell you the truth. I mean, you get it, for guys that were trying to get in shape, you know, banging out a fat chick, it is very exhausting. It's very challenging.
Is this a skill that you have to master?
Well, I'm, you know, not that you have to, but if you wanna satisfy your wife someday, you know, if you have that stamina and the strength to flip her around, throw up in the air like a pizza pie, like, you know, put some cheese on it, roll her in dough, find a wet spot. You know, you got to do what you got to do, you know, to you know, become an awesome husband in your marriage bed.
I find that the more sexual partner somebody has for their marriage, the more, how do I put this, they have higher standards, and their husband or wife will not do as much for them.
Yeah, why shouldn't you have high standards? I mean, look, you got to be picky when you get married. You have every right to get everything you want out of a relationship. If a chick is basically fucking goofy in bed, it's just useless, because it's like, come on, let's get down to business. Yes, she wants to bring out, you know, all this stupid crap that she heard from Oprah. Like, Oprah knows how to have sex, because, you know.
Well.
Yeah.
I won't be consulting Oprah for various reasons.
Okay.
Do you watch The View?
Hell no.
Believe me?
No.
You struck me as someone who watched The View. You know, that's your show.
Why would I watch The View? I mean, if I wanted to watch old clucking hens, I would go to an elderly and watch old women argue over bullshit. I mean, seriously, that show is so useless. It's about nothing, because I care not what their opinions are about anything. In fact, there are many women whose opinions I don't give a crap about.
Show where I heard, let's see, someone gave me a clip where it was years back and Ron Paul had been on there, and,
yeah.
I'm not promoting him, but anyway. Whoopi Goldberg was on there. She was saying, a woman never takes abortion lightly. Bullshit. I was in high school, and those chicks got abortions left and right, and they used it as a form of birth control, and they didn't even bat an eyelash.
It actually reminds me of Chris Rock thing. He's like, when women get pregnant, they go into a tribunal. You know, it's not a decision between you. You're not even in the decision about what she's gonna do. It's between her, God, and her girlfriend. And they hold a tribunal over the life of your unborn child. And one of them says, keep it, he got that good hair. Or no, what are you talking about? We're supposed to be going to the Bahamas. Fuck it, get that shit taken care of. I mean, it really, you know, a lot of women just abuse abortion and use it as a form of, you know, they don't have
fair,
a
child. Some men, support them and or push some women into it. Gotta be fair and balanced here, but, I mean, I have seen that. But my overall problem is it's being used as a form of birth control. And whether women want to see it or not, they make up the excuse. It is not healthy for their body. I mean, that's number one, what they need to be looking at. Is it going to shorten their lifespan? What are the long-term health
problems? Yeah, but come on, who's mostly having these abortions? Ghetto stupid women on the, you know, in the first place that really, who gives a fuck if their lives are shortened? I mean, honestly, a lot of these women, they come in with their hair cornrowed looking like the crackheaded fucking predator.
The sad thing is, they'll put a lot of these abortion clinics in black neighborhoods and take advantage of them like that.
If they didn't fucking act like that, it wouldn't happen.
That's true, but just like everybody else, the entire population they're pushed into these predetermined groups. Anywhere from your rocker to your emo, to your gangsta. I mean, these are all conditions that they set up for divide and conquering and all that business. Not healthy lifestyles. I mean, we had lots of emos. They dressed all in black. It's almost the same as goth, except, you know, they're emotional all the time, except instead of being devoid of emotion.
Yeah, I just want to slap the crap out of them because they're like, my life is so horrible. My life is so... Really, bitch? Yeah, let's drop your ass in Somalia and see how better your life is over there, right, bitch? I'm tired of freaking little kids whining about how bad their life is, really. And these little girls that fucking cut their arms because they're going through so much emotional stress. Like, really? What's wrong? Oh, a boy didn't like you, and you're cutting your wrist because of that. All right, you know what, bitch? Here, I'm gonna draw you a bath. You go in there, you finish.
People
the job,
go into
okay?
that for I don't ever call going into that legitimate, but more some go into it for more legitimate reasons than others. Let me see. I knew one girl. I used to know one girl, and she spilled the beans and told me that her stepfather had been raping her ever since she was like 12 or 13. I mean, lots of creep, fucked up shit. And that pushed her into cutting and all that. She had so many mental issues. Crazy stuff. So, I mean, sometimes it's legitimate. The majority of the time, it's just a bunch of spoiled kids and they're upset they didn't get what they wanted.
I mean, look, don't get me wrong, I went through fucking turmoil when I was going through puberty, man. I hated my puberty, because, you know, the constant state of confusion, and then dealing with your parents divorcing, and it's just like, what the fuck, and, yeah, you know, you don't know how to explain it, you don't know what the fuck you're going through. You know, you're trying to fucking maintain and not fucking get in trouble, because even, you know, because no one wants to fucking just, no one takes into consideration, oh, you're going through puberty, you must be going through some, like, fucking hell in your head, because, you know, almost every day of my puberty, this is what I was hearing in my head. You know, that was what the fuck was going on in my head.
Well, my parents got divorced when I was like 4 years old, so I didn't deal with that around puberty.
Dude, I was like going through fucking Papa Roach phase. I turned to Papa Roach. Yeah, I was like, God, I was like, what the fuck?
I did have to deal with my stepmonster, but my stepmom, I'm sorry. That's a whole different story. Crazy times.
Yeah, it's like, you know, and seriously, there's no one gives a fuck you're going through fucking puberty, and you got all this fucking just like this internal battle in your head, going from, you know, you trying to get rid of, trying to like shake the persona of a little boy and try to get to, you know, the teenager and trying to transition into becoming a mature adult, but just imagine how difficult that is when you have, what the fuck are you doing, you're wrong, and really, it fucks up everything, because when your parents are talking to you, this is what you hear, you're stupid, I hate you, you ruined my vulva, you know, and it's like, what almost every 5 seconds there's someone fucking with you, and you're just trying to make sense of it, and you're trying to balance work, you're trying to balance school, church, all these other, your school responsibilities, your home responsibilities, and still fucking trying to maintain. And it's like, yo, give me some slack. Give me some slack. I know I'm making mistakes, but shit, there's no reason to fucking beat my ass every 10 seconds.
You know, I tried to be a good kid. I had decided to go to church on my own. You know, when I got bad grades on one report card, do you know that they grounded me from church? I was like, all right, okay. That's weird.
No Jesus for you.
No religion for you. Fuck your God. You got bad grades.
Maybe you were too much praying and not enough studying. No, Mom.
I've got this problem where if I'm interested in something, I could learn so much about it. I can learn everything in the world about it. But
yeah, that's what
there's
a lot
some
of
things
people.
I just flat out don't care about. And it's really hard to force myself to care.
Yeah. Well, no, it's basically how they fucking teach you. They teach you in such a cookie-cutter way in all these public schools that it might not work for you. Because, look, I was horrible at math until I got extra help. I got a tutor, and she found a way to freaking help me make sense of it.
I didn't care too much for math, and
neither did I. But the fact is, if schools were so much better at learning how to teach kids, better instead of freaking trying to cram shit down their head and just demand that they learn it their way. I mean, really, we're not wired as a species to just learn shit in a standardized way. We got our own style of how to do things.
The whole style bullshit, because you memorize all this stuff and you puke it back up on the paper. There's no arguing with your exam. You can't say, well, the answer you want is wrong because da 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 da. You can't do that because you're going to get an F. Okay? Doesn't encourage thinking. You're just memorizing the shit they tell you. You're spewing it back on the paper.
Exactly.
The whole thing is a failure. They shouldn't try to teach kids with these letter grades that doesn't do good. If they don't get something, they should be encouraged until they get it. So you can't put them in this pass-fail situation where it just tears them down.
They at least taught us the Constitution when I was in high school. So, I mean, they actually taught us civics, and I heard that especially in New York City, they don't teach civics anymore, so that way no one knows what the fuck a senator or a congressperson does. They really need to teach civics again, because again, there's like a whole bunch of like New York, especially with New York City. I don't know how it is with any other area. There's so many other like minor fucking elected officials that you don't know what the fuck they do. It's like, what the hell is the Democrat fucking section chief? No, section leader, the Democratic leader. I mean, what the fuck does he do? But, yeah, he's underneath the city councilwoman or whatever. I don't know.
I knew my U.S. government teacher was a good teacher when he had asked us, well, do these people have any basis for suing McDonald's for getting fat? And I said, yeah, some basis, because they put additives in the food. He said, that's an intelligent answer. From that point on, I knew that he was going to be a good teacher, and he taught us the Constitution.
Yeah, here. All right, Nancy wants me to report this. This just in. Police officers responded to a family complaint that their diabetic son may have been in danger from driving without taking his medicine by running him off the road into an interstate highway median and shooting him to death. Yeah, that's how you save his life. Do these bullets have fucking insurance? And I say it like the Asian, the one hot Asian nurse that I've had. Insurance. I'm like, please suck my dick. What? What? Nothing. Insulin, you say? Yeah. Yes, insurance. Oh, God, please suck my dick. What? Nothing. Joey Tucker's father, Perry Tucker, and his fiance Brianne Montan, say they were concerned about his health when they called Salt Lake City Police. Joey Tucker had not taken his diabetes medication and had possibly taken a sleeping pill, according to the federal complaint. The family claims Highway Patrol troopers rammed Tucker's pickup into a concrete barrier as Tucker drove on Interstate 80. Then Salt Lake Police Officer Lewis Law Jones shot him to death while he was simply sitting, all of which was recorded on the officer's dashboard cameras. Perry Tucker was concerned that his son had not taken his medication for diabetes and had possibly taken a sleeping pill and called police, the complaint states. According to Brianne, contacted the police to assist locating Joey because the family was concerned about his health.
Okay, now that you've exposed the stuff, I have to shoot your ass right now.
Yeah, right? Like, he hasn't taken his medication. You gotta do something to save his life. Okay. Bang! He took the Rush Dove approach. Oh, man. In fact, I think we got audio from that. Hold on. I think I found it on YouTube. Where is it? I know I finished downloading it. Fuck, man. Oh, here it is. Found it. Sir, step out of your vehicle. Oh, well, we saved him from his diabetes. At least he didn't die of diabetes. That's what you get for being a diabetic.
The sad thing is nobody in the world has to have diabetes. Nobody. Nobody has to have diabetes. They have their pancreas working on overdrive because we as a society intake much more sugar than our body is supposed to. If you saw, put on a plate or a visual representation a mound of how much sugar on average people have a day, it would shock you.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, no, I mean, I try to... Yeah, good point. No one ever has to be sick.
I've got my vices. I mean, can't critique people too much, but I've been trying to make changes here and there gradually. And
Anyways, yeah. we're gonna take a quick break because I need to get me something to drink from all that yelling. This is Luca with his song Lost featuring Bliss.
Really is. I think that's... Yeah, right.
Been sequestered in the studio. Temperament is moody, yo. The temperature is soothing, though, enough to let the Thule go. Excuse me, flow, not ready to be with. You truly know, steaming and now hot. You seen Egypt. Be crip, just like the target broke. Kind of creepish. Started at the Barton Oaks. See, people who run the world don't run for office. Machines do. So need to bring the gun to caucus. Cautious and pumped up like Mark Essex. He told me to take cover. Fuck that, I jet it. Bang, bang. Boss a swang on a hang gang. Awesome, that could season sauces for Lang Wang. Laid back, pit. back from east to west, west to east, put this beast to rest. Unleash the peace, it's unfleshed.
We'll fight and endure and win together.
Take step, life, breath, we hold, give, soul, take your step back. Life's one breath left, we will hold death, give your soul.
Your code is your culture, provided and perverted. Reverse it, we're part of this shit, highly subverted. Miley Cyrus assigned a wild poster child. Serious, starring the virus is in your home now. Throw down, what's the lowdown? We get a hard copy, something like Nagasaki. Feel sorry for your mommy. The toughest thing would be to keep your sanity. Tried to keep the family together and they abandoned me. What have we become of late? It's such a mad world. All kinds of weaponry laid, it's been a bad girl. All to the natives, made a non-stop offer. From the builders of the silver columns, rock of Gibraltar. Fuck it, nothing's changed, this is just a numbers game. Plus the sum total doesn't equal a bucket of change. Strange, united but subdivided. The toxins coincided, fuck you, you know you like it.
Take step, life, breath, we hold. Soul, take your step back. Life's one breath left. We will hold death. Give your soul death.
Smoke kush, not coke like Bush. One toke over the ledge and left him on his tush. Shush, I push more words but hard arguments. Being myself always ends up starting shit. Abuse the plaintiff, the bench trials oppressing me. The judge is a fag, fuck his bailiff is right next to me. In ecstasy, will he just a classic case? A basket case, spit shine his plastic face. Disaster to the master race, getting giddy. It's not so safe, still living in the city. The reward for conformity is everybody likes you. Cause everybody's like you, fuck what you might do. Psycholinguistics, I might go ballistic. Wind up on a hit list, cause I explain the premise. Remember my shit before I'm sent adrift. Dead with the fish, but within your head, except the skip.
Take, step, life, breath, we hold, give, soul, take your step back. Life's one breath left, we will hold death. Give your soul depth.
Yeah, that was Luca with his song, Lost. Check him out, my YouTube.com/JoeyStacks with an X. So, yeah, man, we got this next story on the stack. Apparently, even if you're acquitted, Obama claims the right to punish people even after a jury has found them not guilty. No Western
government. Guantanamo Bay.
Is that true, or you can
in Guantanamo Bay, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, here it is. Obama signed...
They not release them, even after they have been acquitted, or they've been found not guilty.
Yeah.
I thought I told you this the other day. That's true.
Yeah, but they can pretty much send anyone to Guantanamo Bay. You know, under the Patriot Act, you'll just disappear.
All they have to do is define you as a quote-unquote enemy combatant.
Yeah.
Okay. That's how they have to define you. When they define you that way, then you're open to all that type of harassment. Mm.
All right, yeah, so even in here, no Western government has ever claimed the right to do this. Not even Hitler or Stalin has ever claimed the right to do such a thing.
Touch the Politano, all right.
Yeah. So this, so now again, this is what he wrote. Now I realize that most Americans have little sympathy for those incarcerated in Gitmo. Most assume that because they are there, they must be guilty of something. But holding that view turned in the Constitution on its head. When he was senator and running for president, Obama knew that and repeatedly stated that the beauty of the Constitution is that it guarantees fairness to everyone. And he was right, but as president, he wants to lock people up forever. Even after a jury finds them not guilty. Why would you care about this? Because if the government gets away with this by demonizing these prisoners and making it a popular thing to happen.
Yeah, I mean, that's
scary.
A lot of these guys,
they might not even be, well, most of them are not even Al-Qaeda. And they're just there because, you know, they got caught up in some bullshit.
They needed someone to frame for these crimes, or maybe in some instances they had these people carry out these crimes for them and they didn't comply one way or the other, or they were done with them, so they decided, oh, we're going to lock you away.
But, yeah, well, I mean, they can't release these people because then they'll start talking. They'll be like, oh, the Americans did this, the Americans did that to us. They had me do this, and then they locked me up.
They do all sorts of crazy shit I've been reading. Stack them up, force them all to be naked and pile up on top of each other. They'll force them to watch flushing their Quran down the toilet and all that. It's just a bunch of warp shit. Very warped.
Yeah, well, man, we're screwed. I mean, we all know that I was on Country Road and arrested for three, but was told until arraignment I was parking on the road. Oh yeah, that's right. That's right, Nancy. I'm sorry. Yeah, she could have. Yeah, Nancy could have ended up in Gitmo, cause she had guns in her trunk, and she was parked someplace. Because she was parked someplace. Oh my god! They were in her goddamn trunk. They probably... I forgot. They weren't even loaded, probably.
Why not loaded the trunk where they're not going to be used to shoot an approaching police officer because they're in the trunk? That shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter if they were in the back of the vehicle or with her in the front seat. That shouldn't matter.
Yeah. Oh, man. What else we got going on here? Oh, yeah. Most Americans work for the government, then manufacturing, farming, fishing, forestry, mining, and utilities combined. Yeah, no, I mean, I hear people say, oh, yo, you should work for the city, they got good benefits, and you can't get fired.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, well, now you can. But, I mean, I had this discussion with a lot of people, especially people that have to deal with the city to get shit done. I mean, because especially in New York City, that nickels and dimes you have to, like, fucking get a permit and pay, like, a whole bunch of money in order to be able to legally blow a fart here, or you can't build on your own fucking property unless you have a permit, because it's for environmental protection. Hell, they'll condemn your house quick. They won't even give you a chance to fix it. They'll be like, you gotta knock it down. In fact, I remember one guy in my neighborhood, he was living in a condemned house. His own house, no one else was living there. He was maintaining that shit, paying the taxes on it. But they deemed it condemned, and they knocked it down. So now he's living out his car, but, you know, he just drove his car on the property, and that's where he lives. He lives there.
Why don't you let him come in and crash there?
Shit, I don't know him.
It's horrible. I'm not talking about you, but...
Yeah, well...
I've heard stories of them condemning perfectly good houses.
No. I mean, it's ridiculous.
And where do they expect these people to go?
Nowhere.
more and more shit that they're doing, and I realize more and more how it hurts people. I don't think any of us here, you and me on the phone, or anybody in the chat room, or anybody listening here, period, quite understands the scope of what they're doing. There's no way we can simultaneously think of everything they do at once and the consequences of it. It's just beyond our comprehension. Try thinking about that sometime.
Man. But, yeah, no, I mean, but going back to this article from the Wall Street Journal, because I did the official fucking tangent of the show. If you want to understand better why so many people, so many states from New York to Wisconsin to California are teetering on the brink of bankruptcy, considering this depressing statistic, today in America there are nearly twice as many people working for the government, 22.5 million, than in all of manufacturing, 11.5 million. This is almost an exact reversal of the situation in 1960 where 15 million workers in manufacturing and 8.7 million collecting a paycheck from the government. It gets worse. More Americans work for the government than work in construction, farming, fishing, forestry, manufacturing, mining, and utilities combined. That is scary. Has anyone ever had to deal with a city or state or government employee at a government office? You know, they're fucking incompetent, they're rude, because they can be rude, because all they gotta do is call the cops on you if you get unruly. I mean, because most of these people think that they got power over people to ruin their lives. All they gotta do is go on their computer, say, oh, your house is condemned, and boom, your house is condemned. And it'll take you money and time for them to reverse that and find that it was their mistake. Because cities and state government employees or institutions don't want to admit that they made a mistake. And they much less don't want to have to pay for it if they do make a mistake. I mean, that's why if you sue the city, if they were negligent in maintaining the road or something else, or, you know, like city property, like a fire hydrant and a light pole and shit like that, if they were negligent in maintaining that and you get hurt as a result of that, it takes them at least 15 years to pay you if you win in court. So, let's say you're hurt so bad you can't work, and Social Security ain't gonna fucking pay you. They'd be like, well, you're too young. Go fuck yourself. Ha-ha. It takes them 15 years just to pay you what they owe you. And you want to know the kicker? The federal government gets a cut. Nancy's like, oh my God, they do this too. New York City towed one of my cars Thursday. It's a computer error, and at $2,700 today.
Why do people take any of this shit?
I don't know. I don't know, and I hope that's starting to come to an end, because, I mean, really, you can't be treating people like this and expect them not to blow up, you know?
Sure you can, because they're a bunch of peasants. They're worthless. We're the peasants, and they're the ruling class, and that's the way it is.
Yeah, I mean, the DMV, if you want to know how disrespectful you are, I mean, all I got to say is DMV, and everybody's like, Jesus Christ.
Keep going down there.
I mean, yeah, exactly. At almost every state in the union, you tell somebody, yeah, DMV, people sigh and they get stressed out immediately because they hire nothing but incompetent assholes there.
You ask them what documentation you need on the phone, and they don't even tell you everything you need, because when you get there, they'll say, oh, you need this. Well, you didn't tell me that on the phone. Well, don't get rude at me. Well, I'm just saying. And then it's not close to my house. It's miles and miles and miles away. Then I got to drive all the way back to my house and get it and hope that that's all I need that time. Sometimes it's not.
that, or they do that because that's the only entertainment they got, is holding up somebody else's life?
I mean, I don't know if they understand it, but people have lives. They have things to do aside from standing in there and waiting their turn to get their federally mandated license. Which turns driving into a privilege and not a right.
Yeah. Yep. Anyways, I'd like to thank everyone for listening this week. We're on iTunes. Just look for the Crotch Shot Radio Show. We are... How did I sound? Did I break up today?
Oh, you sounded perfect today, actually.
Yay! Finally. Yeah, just come back next week, same bat time, same bat schedule, 10 o'clock, you know, Monday through Friday. Tell your friends and family to tune in to the Crotch Shot Radio Show if they're of legal age. Because God forbid I get a 12-year-old up in here and learns the word motherfucker, or a parent's like, my son didn't used to say motherfucker until he said that he learned it from you.
My son told me that you gave him tips to how to do a fat woman. I mean, so everybody post it on your Facebook page. I've been doing that, the radio show. Tell your friends. Reference it on YouTube if you got a channel. Whatever.
Yeah. Hell, I mean, I got you know, I'm actually starting to get some good response on that energy, those energy people going door to door. We could save you a bunch of money. Yeah, okay. That's a huge problem. Yeah, that's a huge problem that I'm starting to see, that these door-to-door people going and saying that they can save you money. In fact, another company actually called me on the phone, IDT, at promising the same thing. And I said I damn near got into a fist fight with people of your same industry promising the same thing. And I even asked them, so are these prices guaranteed only for 2 months? Oh, so you save like what, a couple cents, 2 cents, like for, you know, total if I sign up with you, and then it's like, oh, well, it's whatever the market is.
Like I said, you don't even save, I mean, with that, you don't even save a dime. You pay more, because even if you save those couple dollars those months, you have to pay for the setup fee. And by the time they jack back up the price, you screwed yourself over. Don't fall into those scams. They're not going to save you on your electricity either. They're not going to save you on your water bill or whatever. They're not going to.
No, they don't. They don't.
They screw you over, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah,
basically,
if you see these guys, you know, just start sticking a camera in their face and demand who they work for, because they hide their IDs. I don't even know why they have them wearing IDs if they don't want to show them.
Company policy, probably, but they're cowards because they, you know, people aren't going to like them.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like,
yeah.
Like those, when they were fighting in Vietnam, they started allowing them to get off the plane and all that in their civilian clothes.
Yeah, man. Like, I think it's Acorn, Louis. I read that they're back in New York City. Yeah, great. If they're back in New York City, then I might have to do another sting operation, have Mike dress up as a hooker, and ask for advice.
Acorn.
Let's see if that works.
Acorn's over. You know what? I might have to find a way to get my ass over there. I hate those people.
Yeah, they're a waste of money. They're a waste of money. I mean, I'm glad that they got defunded. Well, that's what they said publicly, but I doubt it. Let me see. Do they still have their website? Yeah, they still have an Acorn website. Wow, they got the balls to do that? Oh, well, okay. It says here, the end of an era, Acorn files Chapter 7 bankruptcy.
Association of Community Organizations for Reform now.
Yeah. For over 40 years, Acorn has fought the good fight for new initial neighborhoods. In Little Rock, Arkansas, we grew to become a large and active national organization for low and moderate income families, mostly people of color, working together to make their communities a better place by, you know, teaching people how to break the law. Fuck them.
By taking advantage of them and fucking them over more.
Yeah, no, it's just a bunch of uppity niggas trying to fucking get some government cheese without having to fucking work about it, and using the blight of other people, of like underprivileged people, in order to push to get fucking funding from people and not really help anybody, but really just cover up crimes. Anyways, I'd like to thank everyone for listening. Big shout out to Casey, Mike, Christy, Nancy. G.R. Perry up in the chat. Well, was up in the chat room. So, this has been the Crotch Out Radio Show. Saying from my house to your house, mahalo.